On back to back, you get your legs leave you somewhere. It's either before or at the end, and we were fortunate. We were down 1-0, and then we really started to play the last half of the first period. We really started to play, and then we really played well in the second and third. But you know, this is a very tough schedule, and to come out with wins on back to back and the last part of the schedule is really, I'm really impressed with the way we competed yesterday and today.
Erased 2-1-goal deficits with the power play?
Yeah, we needed it today, and we told the players that. We're going to get our chances. We needed it. It came through both times, and we were kind of out of gas at the end with no energy to go on the power play, and we were more using it as a rest period, to be honest with you. But, you know, I can't say enough about the way we competed today, and, you know, that's a big, hard team to play against that's rested. When they're rested and they got their foot speed, they're really difficult to play, and it was good for us.
How nice was it to get the contributions from Ryan Reeves and the fourth line there in the third period?
Well, I think this is what's happened the last two games, quite frankly. We've gotten 2 goals in the last 2 games from the fourth line. We've got contribution from other people. This is the way we envisioned our hockey club. You know, we didn't expect Laterra's line to light it up like they have, but we expected it throughout the lineup. I think the biggest difference, quite frankly, is Steen. Steen is really competing. Steen and Backus are competing at a whole other level now, which I think is carrying a lot of people along and really helping us. Both these guys have moved their game up to a really high level, which I think is helping us a lot now.
Talk about Tarasenko and the breakout year that he's having. What has been the secret to his success, and how has he responded to a lot of the pressure that's now coming on here?
First of all, he doesn't read anything, so he doesn't even know about the pressure, has no idea. He just plays hockey. I think it's the line. It's everybody, they've taken turns at having success. 1 week it was Vladdy, 1 week it was Schwartz, 1 week it was Laterra. When they're energized, I mean, they're a little bit worn down right now and they need some time off, but when they're energized, they play very much a three-man game, and when we activate a defenseman with them, it's very difficult to play. So to me, these are three guys that work well in unison, and when they're energized, they're very difficult to play against.
Can you elaborate on what led to kind of now seeing this team effort 20 games in, you know, where you're getting everybody to contribute?
I think, you know, you go through phases of a team. You got to get, in order to be successful in this league, you got to be happy in your own skin. And I think a lot of, all we talked about was more scoring, more scoring, more scoring. And that's a little bit on us. You know, now we're talking about the things that we need, and we're getting done the things that we need to get done. And now we're seeing more work get put in, and now we're getting more scoring because we're putting more work in. So I think the guys are more focused on the work part of it, rather than the stress and pressure that goes with trying to score a goal. And, you know, we made the changes in this organization, in this roster, so we could score a goal at the right time, which is what's happened the last little while here. And it's not about scoring 4 goals a game. That isn't going to happen in the National Hockey League anymore. It's not going to happen. But I think now we're a work-based team, and if we continue down this path, that's a good feeling for all of us.
What did you think of Chris Butler?
He was good. He was nervous early, and then he really got better. He can create separation. So for me, he's a little bit of a smaller version than Bo, but he was good for us today.
He's calling Bo day to day here.
Yeah, that's all he is right now. He felt terrible. We all felt terrible that he couldn't go today. You know, that's tough. That's really emotionally tough for him to break that streak. And just when he gets back, hopefully next week, he start another one.
How impressive is it for Jay Bouwmeester to play 737 consecutive games, considering that on many nights he's playing against the team's best players?
Well, I think what's more impressive is that he's doing this playing 25 minutes a night. So he's not playing 18 minutes a night just playing. He's playing 25, hard match. He gets very limited. He plays 25 and gets very limited power play time. So these are heavy, hard minutes, penalty killing and power play, or 5-on-5, and always against the other team's best players. That's what's impressive, is he's kept this streak alive playing against the other team's best players every night.
And let's talk about Jake Allen, being able to step in very smoothly into a team, and now you've got almost a 1-1-8 situation.
Well, that's what we envisioned, and, you know, we'll let the competition for the starter go down next 3 or 4 months, but right now we've got what we envisioned. We just got to stay with it. You know, both guys give us a chance every night to win, and that's what we're looking at.
Coach, T.J. Oshie's off to a little bit of a slow start offensively after the first quarter. Any concerns at all about his game?
No. It's a work-based game. Like I said, he's going to have, you know, he might have a, he had a probably a softer first 20 games, but if he keeps up his work ethic, he's going to end up, it doesn't matter how he starts, he ends up in the same numbers all the time. So we're not worried. As long as he stays on the work base like he did tonight, we're not worried.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Right.